starts now.
Did you see the end of the Rockets game last night and Chris Paul pissed off Damian Lillard?
If the roles were reversed, would people be pissed off about it here?
Probably. But if I had bet the Rockets -7, I'd be thanking him right now.
Oh, for sure. First of all, I hate unwritten rules. If you lose by 9, lose by 7, who cares
exactly.
One way or the other? It did look kind of bush that like Chris Paul was basically sprinting down to the end of the floor. When someone does that to the Rockets, Rocket fan isn't allowed to bitch and cry about it.
Right. Titans and Patriots, I'm over 47 on this.
Okay, I'm strong under 47. The Titans are going to run the ball, whether they're up or down, against Kansas City. They were down, they kept running, because that's all they know how to do.
Against the number 32 run defense in the NFL. So I think
Where do you think the Patriots sit? But 31?
Yeah, but you know what? you give me 2 weeks to prepare for a team, and Bill Belichick, they'll find a way to stop that. I think the Patriots house the Titans.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a 0, at Degenerates 975, at MK Pallet. We welcome in our Sports Map 94.1 listeners. As if you missed any of those things that you just heard, a lot of other good stuff too, all available on podcastarena.com. And our man Eric Warner joins us for the first time in a while, man. It's good to have you back.
Thanks, guys. Good to be back. Yeah, holidays were in the way, and I was just telling AJ, you know, that I was at the Big Beers, Belgians, and Barley Wine Festival last week in Breckenridge, Colorado. That was pretty epic.
I want to go to this. And you tell people the premise of this event. Like, it's not just a regular old beer festival. I picture it turning into kind of a mess, though, because, like...
Well, there's a reason it's only 3.5 hours long.
Festival is?
That's it. So you're spot on with that. Now, they have a lot of fringe events going on, you know, the day or two beforehand. So you still have an opportunity to go around town and try some, you know, high-strength beers. But, yeah, the actual festival, it's only...
How many beers did you try in 3.5 hours?
You know, I probably only tried a dozen. I mean, I was working our booth, too, because Carbach, yeah. We had a booth there. So, you know, but I probably a dozen, something like that.
How many people did you have up there working the booth?
So I took one guy from the brewery, our R&D brewer. He kind of helps me with the new, you know, conceptions.
Yeah.
But my kid lives up in Colorado.
Right.
And he's legal. So him and his girlfriend and a friend of theirs... And it was funny, you know, we're drilling them the day before, you know, quizzing them. We gave them little cheat sheets. And it's like, all right, you got to know how to talk about the beers. But, of course.
I want to volunteer now. I'll do it next year with you.
Done.
Okay.
You're in.
I'll be your coworker.
Yeah. And, you know, basically it's like, hey, the more people we have, then the less time you have to stay at the booth, right?
Right. Then you can go around and
try other stuff.
Sample.
You got it.
I like that. That's a good idea.
Had some amazing beers. It's a great
festival.
And
I guess there's probably not as many people there as there at like GABF, obviously. But it's
about 1,200.
It's manageable.
And they spread it out. It's like at a resort.
And how many breweries?
There was 100, I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
easily
not bad.
100. And ranging anywhere from, you know, some breweries brought two. Like we were just talking about, Weldworks, a real popular one in Colorado. They had, I think,
that's
like
a good
dozen. So, you know, all told, there's probably close to, 700-800 beers, something like that.
That's a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's perfect.
And everything's high ABV.
High ABV, beautiful setting. You're up in the mountains. Now, the one thing, you're at 9,600 feet above sea level.
Oh, I bet you just get wrecked.
You do. It doesn't,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, man. And, so you guys set up for this one day of the festival. What are you doing the rest of the time? Are you, do you guys get together with other brewers and
yeah,
share beers?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, didn't happen this year.
There's got to be, like, a brewer's, like, there should be the regular festival, and then after all the people leave, like, the people who work with the brewery should get together and sample each other's wares.
Well,
that's the way it should work.
We kind of do that at the end. So, okay. You know, they kick everybody out at 6 o'clock. Like I say, it starts at 2:30, done at 6. But all the brewers end up kind of hanging out, sharing each other's wares. And then, you know, they finally get everybody out of there
that's
by about 7:30. So, but there's fringe events. There's beer dinners. And, you know, I've gone skiing with, like, the Sam from Dogfish Head and Matt Brindelson from Firestone Walker, the brewmaster there and at this event in the past. So it's fun, man. It's really good.
Did you at the dispensaries while you were there?
I always do R&D, Fred. Anytime I go to Colorado, I need to see what the new trends are and how they might apply.
He works for a big company now. He's not allowed to just go around.
Perfectly legal while he's there.
He went to the beer dispensaries.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's operating fine. Heavy equipment. I mean, give me a break around here.
Although, speaking of Firestone Walker, I saw their brewmaster. He put something on Instagram where he actually took a grinder and he used it for grinding hot pellets, which was really clever. I thought that made a lot of sense. So, but it was, you know, in the picture, you could clearly see it was like a weed grinder.
Really?
Yeah.
And but that worked,
but that's
huh?
what you, yeah, because the pellets are all compacted and you need to kind of open them up.
Yeah.
And that's where, and you want to warm them a little bit and that friction.
I mean, would it work the same thing as like a pepper grinder? Would that not work the same way?
You probably could, although it would gum up a little more, right?
Yeah,
they make
so.
Those, you know, same thing. The weed is kind of sticky and resinous.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm just hypothetical.
I've heard that that's the case.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Black pepper never has resin or seeds. Talk about the brew you guys are you're trying out. I
AJ,
see it's got new packaging, first of all.
Yeah, yeah.
The purple can.
The purple can. I saw Beth's purple car out in the parking lot. I thought, man, it'd be a great match for that. But, yeah, so, you know, Hop Delusion was part of what we called our specialty seasonal lineup. And we've created its own platform now. So Hop Delusion is going to be year-round. But instead of it being the OG Hop Delusion all the time, we're doing these variants. So this first variant is made with Comet and Galaxy Hop. So we call it Space City. That's our little nickname for it. Going to follow it up with the Mango version in about 3 months. And then we'll do the OG Hop Delusion in the summer everybody's used to. And then I wouldn't be surprised, AJ, if we don't do like a hazy type of this for Q4. I think those beers are just blowing up. I think
they
that's
really
the hot style for 2018.
Well, that was a hot style for 2017.
Yeah.
I even think more than the haze is like these new like milkshake IPAs where people are using lactose sugar in the IPAs, and it's basically they're making fruited versions of it. I'm sure if you had some of that Weldwork stuff, they were doing some stuff like that, and it literally tastes like a milkshake. It's crazy.
So funny that we, the 2 days after the festival, so on Monday, we did a collab with the guys at the Breckenridge Brew Pub up there in Breckenridge, mm-hmm. and that's what we did. So we added the lactose. We actually put in tangerine and soursop as well. So it's bubbling away, and they're going to send us some down. They'll send us some. They have a crowler machine in their pub there. And those guys are actually making some really great beers. I mean, no one really pays attention to them up there in Breckenridge, you know, because the main brewery's in Denver. And they're just doing some wild beers and a lot of, you know, hazy IPAs. And so I think this is going to be good. I'll bring some in because they're going to send us a couple cases of crowlers.
And you guys are going to start experimenting more and doing stuff like that?
So that's the best news. I think I may have mentioned this when I was in a few weeks ago, but we pulled the trigger on a pilot system. We're talking with the manufacturer now in the design phase, you know, where we want the buttons and valves and pumps and all that. And so that thing will arrive at the brewery in early May, and I think we'll be doing our first brews on that in early June. And that's just going to open up a whole new world for us in terms of experimenting with different styles and flavors and all of that.
I've seen more and more. This is what's happening. And I know you, as a classically trained German brewer, it's probably a turnoff for you because you guys are about minimalist and clean ingredients. But like between the IPAs and like pastry stouts where there's just loads of sugar in these beers now, it's changing always, though.
It's amazing how it is. And yeah, I mean, I think the only thing for me, AJ, is honestly, yeah, I mean, we've had this conversation before. My Desert Island beer is like a Pilsner or a Munich Helles or something like that. But I'll drink anything. But if something's too sweet, that's where I kind of draw the line, right? And I think that's just a function of as you get older, you know, you don't like sweet stuff as much.
See, for me, my only problem, like, I love those milkshake IPAs. I love those pastry stouts. When I drink that stuff all night, though, I feel like garbage the next day because it's just it's a different kind of hangover when you have all that sugar. It's
too much sugar.
Yeah. You know, that's like if you drink margaritas or you know, something like that all night, you're going to have a different hangover than if you just drink vodka soda. You know what I mean? It's just a different kind of feeling the next day. Maybe that's cuz I'm getting old. But yeah, more and more if I drink one of these big ass milkshake IPA crowlers or a couple pastry stouts, I feel like trash the next day.
I'm with you, man. Yeah, I notice it even like if I'm doing a beer dinner or something, and a lot of times we'll have like BBH as the dessert beer, and then I'll drink that with the dessert, and it's like I get this like enhanced kind of buzz going on, and it's not in a good way. So yeah, I'm out on the sweet beers. But yeah, I mean, it's but it's interesting. Like I read something today where you know it at retail it's starting to become overwhelming for consumers, right? You go to a store but that's what's great about I think the experience at the brewery, right? You can go to the brewery, try the beer there, and I mean that's really the trend in craft brewing right now, right? It's not so much about the styles, but it's these you know, tap room breweries.
I love that too.
I think it's great
because I like to try as much new stuff as I can. And you know, I've got friend like DJ who is like a world. He was the number one raider in the world in 2016. Like he tried the most unique beers. He lives here in Houston. 2017, he was number one in North America. I mean, I'm kind of like that. I like to try as much new stuff as I can, see what I like, and I keep track of everything I try, and then if I rate it all, so I know if I want to drink it again, given the opportunity. I know when I go to a place a second time, I know what I want to drink, what I don't want to drink. I love going to these places. And some of these places you can only get it at their brew pub or whatever it is, like that Breckenridge. I mean, like, you know, there's a lot of places like that that. They don't make enough to ship kegs out to you know surrounding cities, much less surrounding states. That's the kind of stuff I like to try.
Yeah, and like the their beers there. I mean, you can get them at the pub, or like the only way you're going to get it here is if you got a buddy there
that ships some.
Yeah, that goes and gets the crowler.
Right.
They it's not like they pre-bottle or pre-can a bunch of this. They do it like right. Of course, that means you got to drink it right away.
Right.
But. Yeah, it's pretty amazing what's happening. Yeah, you would have loved. I know you're a big Casey fan. They had a booth there. Place. I mean, there's
they
a
had,
lot.
They
of,
had some big beers.
Yeah, man.
Look at them.
Yeah. So it. I mean, great event, and so we're. You know, I think now that we get this pilot system in, we're gonna start. You know, playing around with some of that. You know, doing some non-traditional. You know, fermentation types. I heard something pretty cool yesterday about people using like clay pots to do sours in.
Oh, Lord.
And you think about it, you know, it might even be a better surface than wood because wood is like so porous and kind of hard to control and clean. But clay is like kind of smooth, but it's got its little nooks and crannies. So,
well, there's that brewery in Bend, the ale apothecary that they like ferment their beers in hollowed out trees. I mean, it's just it's cartoonish stuff.
Eric, hang around another segment with us?
Yeah, we'll talk some football.
Love to.
Are you busy?
Love to.
Are you busy?
We got a bunch of beer. You're not drinking, so Fred and I got to do all the heavy lifting here.
Well, I'll tell you what. Got to tell you about Lions Poker Palace, and this place is fantastic. And guess what? 6:30 tonight, there's a tournament. You can buy in, and you can win $3,000. As a matter of fact, that's
I could use three
winner.
Grand, honestly.
You know what else you could
for
use?
For Christmas.
You know what else you could use? A chance to go play in the World Series of Poker.
I could use that, too. Because then I could win millions.
That's right. And every time you play in these in the Hold'em tournaments, you get points. You make the final table, you get points. When we get to June, the top 30 are going to play for 10 seats to the World Series of Poker. The other 20 get $1,000. So if
that's
you get out
good.
There, yeah,
that's a good consolation prize.
Yeah, this is as good a deal as you could possibly ask for. So all you got to do is go rack up some points, play in the Hold'em tournaments, and I mean these tournaments are fantastic. These guys are running a first class place tonight, $80 plus a $20 seat fee, and you're in. 3,000 guaranteed to first place. I love it over there. It's just such a classy, classy joint.
Yep, tournament's going 7 days a week. They've got a full late-night kitchen. They've got 13 tables now, 18 televisions, so whatever game you want to watch, they've got on. They told me if you want to watch some random college basketball game, they've got it covered. They've got all the sports packages there. We can talk about it all we want. You need to go in and check it out, though. 6134 Richmond Avenue. You're going to be blown away. Follow them on Facebook, Lions Poker Palace, for all the information on the tournaments and events that they got coming up. You mentioned that you heard about them here. You get your first 2 hours of play for free. That's 6134 Richmond Avenue for Lions Poker Palace.
The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Eric Warner from Carbach with us. He brought us some Hop Delusion. And, yeah, I've said many times I'm not really an IPA guy. But for some reason, and I'm not saying this because you're here, but like I like the IPAs you guys do, like the Rodeo Clown. I like Hopadillo, and I like this as well. I mean, for some reason, it doesn't have that skunk feel that a lot of IPAs have with me that turns me off. And this one is really, really smooth. So,
well, you also have to keep in mind that, like, this beer and Rodeo Clown are both a little maltier than your average IPA. So,
right,
you're not getting that bite that you get from...
No, it's very smooth, and I like it. I mean, I could sit here and knock out a whole box of these tonight.
You think you could, but then you'll
I know you're three and you're gonna start feeling it.
That's
sure.
Like me. I think I can drink 15 of these on the river, and then I get up out of my tube and then I realize I've made a mistake.
Yeah, they do jump up on you pretty quickly if you're not careful, especially if you start slamming these things, and you gotta go slow and appreciate them.
Well, that's the one thing about our higher strength beers that I'm kind of, I guess, proud of, if that's the right word. But they drink lighter than they really are. Like, you're drinking this beer and you think, okay, it's probably 7.5, maybe 8%, but it's just a shade under 9. So, and I think that's kind of the art of a good beer. It's just like cooking, right? I mean, you want subtle flavors. You don't want to like club people over the head with one flavor. You want to just kind of have a bunch of subtle flavors going on. And I don't know, but thanks, Fred. I appreciate it, man. Yeah, this has been drinking nice. And AJ, I mean, you got 2 more weeks, 3 more weeks, end of January. Weeks. Wow, yeah. I'm impressed. 30 days.
Yeah, 31 days.
Now, will that be it for 2018, or might you do this again sometime in 2018?
I don't know. I'd have to find the right time to do it. But usually 1 month is usually pretty good for me.
January's probably a good month, too. You're coming out of the holidays where you've been eating all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
I like this plan.
If I do it again, it'll probably be in, like, May, so I can get into swimsuit shape, so I don't look like a big fat blob when I get out on the rivers and the lakes this summer, but... Yeah, the other thing I've told myself I got to do, because my biggest issue when I get home, and listen, I have a hard job here breaking rocks all day, all right. When I get home, I sit down, I take off my work boots, and I usually drink 2 or 3 beers. I gotta cut that down. I gotta cut that down to
one or two.
Yeah, either one beer a night or maybe 2 beers on 2 or 3 nights a week instead of every night. But that's got to be a cut down. How many calories are in a can of beer, one of these cans, would you say?
In a Hop Delusion, man, we're well over 200.
Yeah.
So it's significant.
So that's like, if I drink 3 of these, that's like eating a whole nother meal.
Yeah. It kind of is.
So I got to figure that. And I mentioned all the sugars and stuff that's in these beers now. You know, I got to be a little more... Yeah, calm on these things.
Well, I'm the same way, because, and especially when the wife's out of town, there's nobody to stop me from sitting there and drinking whatever the hell I want.
Right.
And so that's kind of why I'm waiting for her to get back in town to start the, I'm not going to, because she'll hold me to it, and she'll get pissed off at me if I come home one night and start pouring a drink. She's like, you said you weren't doing that. Of course, knowing her, you know what winds up happening? She winds up screwing it up. She'll have a bad day at work. It's like, let's go down to around the corner and have some drinks. I'm like, Well, I'm not drinking right now. Well, you can watch. Well, I'm not going to sit there and watch.
Yeah, what fun? Like, come on.
Right. Exactly. So I guarantee you that'll happen at some point. But if I can go 2 weeks with maybe one night like that, that'd be good.
I kind of intersperse throughout the year. Like, I do like 2, 3, 4 days at a time. But again, it's like it's really hard doing what I do. And, you know, when I go out and do these events, man, you can't like show up to one of those events and like not drink.
That's your job.
Right.
That's your job.
You know, it's just not right. So I, it's hard for me to do like the sustained like 2 week or 30 day thing.
You know, when it was really hard for me when I was watching the playoff games and I was watching the national championship game.
I bet.
I was sitting on my couch going, I should have a beer with me right now. It's very strange.
Right? And you're getting peppered with beer ads.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, that would just make it, it feels different when you don't have, and, you know, I don't have a big plate of chicken wings or, like, it, my wife and I will often eat, like, charcuterie. And we'll go through a bit, like, a bunch of meat and cheese and crackers. And it's like, you know, when I'm sitting there with my big glass of water. I'm like, it's just not quite the same feeling.
It isn't the same because football, you're supposed to be sitting there with a beer.
Yeah.
And preferably.
But that's what
preferably
I get.
Preferably a Carbach beer,
of course. What I get for turning myself into a bitch and, you know.
Oh, you know when you're going to be able to get nuked? Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. See, look at that. Got to think of the positives here.
Now, I saw your tweet, AJ, I don't know, maybe a week or so ago, but you're not going to be going to
The Super Bowl
either. One of you guys, or
yeah, first time in like 8 years.
How come?
One. Nobody from the station's going.
No.
We spent all our budget on hiring Charlie Polillo and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, well there you have it, huh?
And Fred got a mega bonus for this sports map thing, so that's cutting up.
Well, and that's why you want to go home and drink. I mean, working for Taskmaster Fred all day,
exactly.
You're just like, man, I need
listen,
something strong.
I work, and you know what this is like because you're management at your job. Fred and Jong are both management positions here. And I'm a plebe.
The way they walk around now,
yeah,
man.
Like
they're dressing a little different, and
yeah,
it's just,
I come here and I get walked all over all day. Like anytime Fred needs his drink refilled, I go refill it. Jong needs a refill, I go refill it. I work here, but I'm also sort of an indentured servant here. Like during the actual show. So when I get home, I like to relax, you know. And on the days they let me go home.
So
like, all I do is try to find ways to help AJ out with stuff and have AJ's back and everything else and keep him informed on what's going on, and this is the thanks I get. That's fine. You know what? You're fired.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
No, I was telling him the other day though, I'm having fun with this, man. I mean, I'm actually getting to work with some people and help them improve, and I'm developing writers, and I'm doing all the things that I used to do, and I've kind of got it down to where it's manageable and it's not killing me like it was during the World Series. I almost quit during the World Series. It was just nuts, but it's, I'm having fun again, and I'm actually helping some of the other people here, and at the same time I've gotten enough time freed up to do the show the way I want to do it. So this is fun. I never thought I'd be happy to be back in management, but I've work with great people, and I'm getting a chance to build something here that they're just saying, here, tell us what you need to make this work. And I mean, that's a cool place to be. It's totally unlike my other management experiences.
Before we let you out of here, what are your predictions for this weekend's games?
Well, I'm with you guys on that. I think that New Orleans mini game, I mean, I think whoever comes out of there, I would have taken your comments a step further and say that's your Super Bowl champion. I'm feeling NFC this year, but
I like that. That's bold, but I like
it. Well, I said this yesterday. No team matches up better with the Patriots than Minnesota. No, like, because
yeah, I would agree with that.
The Patriots don't stop the run. The Vikings want to run. The two things, the Vikings are number one against passes to running backs out of the backfield. They shut that game down. They're number two against tight ends.
That's
what New England is. That's what they are. And Minnesota's a bad matchup for them. Bad.
Minnesota's safeties may be as good as they are in football.
Oh, yeah. At least as good as they are healthy.
Yeah.
I think Minnesota ultimately wins that game. I agree, though. I think that's going to be super close, field goal game. I like Falcon. I think they're going to win. Although I'm exactly like you, AJ. When I first saw that number, I was like, wow. But I've kind of gone lukewarm on it. I'm starting to warm up to laying points with the Steelers, and
yeah, that's the no brainer for me. I mean, I think the Steelers are going to they're going to make sweet love to Jacksonville, I believe.
And you know, I'm coming around to Fred's way of thinking a little bit on Patriot, but I agree with you, man. That's a lot of points to lay.
Yeah, it's just too much for me.
And if the weather, you know, that's just a factor. You can't. If it was not going to be raining, then I might do it. But
if it's windy, I'd be more worried. Rain, I don't mind, because if the field gets slick, you can throw the football.
Yep.
And the defense doesn't know where the receiver's
going.
Right. That's a big advantage for the offense. And people tend to forget that. Now, if it's windy, that changes everything, because then it's harder to throw the ball. And, you know, with Tom Brady's arm, the wind's going to have to be 30 miles an hour for it to be a factor, and I don't think that's going to be the case. But I don't know. I'm not a weatherman. I have a hard enough time predicting football.
Yeah, it'll be good. I think that Minnesota Saints game, that's definitely one I want to watch kind of wire to wire. I'm really intrigued by that one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the other ones I think will be interesting perhaps, but I think that one will go down to the wire. So we'll see.
All right, man. Well, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. What are you guys working on at the brewery that you that's coming close to being ready?
What are we doing? So we made a triple that we're going to put into bourbon barrels.
That's the next fun series?
Yep. We're also doing the BBH Orchata that we're brewing up. That's coming up soon. We've got a new Session IPA that's coming out in about a month. I might have advanced release of that.
All right.
When I come in next. So, yeah, and then just all kinds of other fun little projects we're cooking up. So, yeah.
All right. That's Eric Warner from Carbach. Go by the restaurant. Check it out if you haven't tried it. It's a fantastic spot. You can try all their beers on tap there. And, of course, all over the city whenever you're out and about.
And I would trust his picks more than mine, because he's the only one of us that won the pool this year.
That's true. You won it twice, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. But yeah. I didn't win the season standing. That was and the guy that was out in front, dude, he like opened the door for us. But
I got to tell you, about 6 or 7 weeks in, I thought I was just going to run away with the season standings. And then I had back-to-back weeks where I went 0-5. And
I had almost the exact same thing.
You can't recover from that.
I was like right behind you at the beginning. And then right when you went cold, I went cold. Man, I was under 500 after that.
I had two rough weeks, and then I tried my best to get back in it, and I couldn't. In fact, the closest I came to winning, I had forgotten to set my picks, and Eric texted me and reminded me. He's like, are you gonna pick these games? There were five games left. There were the afternoon games, the Sunday night, and the Monday night game. I picked all five of them. I went 4-1, and I think the one that I lost was like a last second type thing.
Yep. Yeah, I think you lost that by like a half point or something.
Yeah. So it was not meant to be this year. It was not meant to be. All right, guys, got to tell you about Man Centers. New year, time for you to be the healthiest you can in 2018. They're helping men meet their New Year's resolutions. 35% of adults in the U.S. are dealing with something called metabolic syndrome. It's one of the fastest growing health issues. If you've got a large waist size or high blood pressure or high triglycerides, low HDL cholesterol, high blood sugar, maybe you have sleep apnea, man, you need to go to Man Centers and get checked out. Their focus is not simply treating the symptoms, but correcting the underlying problem causing the poor health. It's time to get you on track to a better life. Man Centers, and due to the overwhelming success, Man Centers is now the home of the free general male wellness checkup. The doctors at Man Centers are rolling out the red carpet for all you guys in 2018, breaking down the barriers that hold you back from becoming healthier. So there are really no excuses. That's $150 value. Schedule that free general male wellness checkup today. Give them a call to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. They've got four locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial Area, 288 in Pearland off 249 in Tomball, and the newest one in Bel Air. Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. 59 southbound at University, the exit ramp and feeder road still blocked because of an accident. Stop stressing over the playoffs, football fans. It's time to go to the place where you can eat dozens of chicken wings and scream your face off. Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings Beer Sports, 26 Houston area locations.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Is this the best cover of all time?
Ooh.
It's got to be up there, right?
It's up there
Eric's
for
still,
sure.
Eric's still here. He can weigh in on this.
Best cover songs of all time.
See, here's the thing. As great as Bob Dylan was, I think his songs were better when...
Well, Bob Dylan's not a very good singer.
No, but when...
But he's a fantastic songwriter.
Yeah, but I mean, that to me is one of the great all-time covers.
When Johnny Cash covers Nine Inch Nails Hurt, man, that's a powerful, emotional thing. That's pretty good. Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Old school, Judas Priest did a great job with Green Man Alicia and Diamonds and Rust, which are songs you would never think a metal band would cover.
Yeah.
But I mean, that one to me just stands out because yeah, I mean, Hendrix was so brilliant, and I just thought he took that song to a different level.
And there's a lot of people, and it's not, now for me, Proud Mary is a Creedence song, and right. they did it the best, but there's a lot of people who disagree with me on that, and they think that it's a Tina Turner song, and she did it better. So there's a lot of people who say that's the best cover song, Tina Turner's Proud Mary. But I believe that it's better when Creedence does it.
Yeah, I'm with you. And Guns N' Roses has several good ones.
Yeah.
You know, Live and Let Die was pretty badass. But they did a great job with covering songs, too. That one, though, for some reason, every time I hear it, I because the lyrics are so well written. I mean, it's you know, Dylan was such a genius with his lyrics, and he couldn't sing a lick. And now you take one of the great guitarists and...
So was that Hendrix Rolling Stone?
No, that was All Along the Watchtower.
Yeah, All Along the Watchtower.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
But, and Rage Against the Machine, who's one of my favorite bands, they did a whole album of covers called Renegades. And there's, like, Microphone Fiend and Kick Out the Jams, a bunch of stuff that I just really dig. And Ghost of Tom Joad's another one on there, a Springsteen song. So Street Fighting Man's on that album.
Somebody on Twitter or on the text line mentioned Metallica covering Turn the Page. I actually thought
that's a good one too.
Whiskey though. In the Jar was even better than that.
I just think Whiskey in the Jar is a stupid song.
Yeah, but the way they did it was pretty bad.
The whole there's no lyrics to that. It's like
that's not true. It's
Fred Flintstone.
Stop.
Look up the lyrics to that song. It's nonsensical.
No, he was robbing a dude and his chick betrayed him because that's what women do.
Right, but I'm talking about. Yeah.
And plus, that's
good. But I'm saying...
I'll tell you what I didn't like of theirs was their cover of Stone Cold Crazy.
Oh, I don't like that either.
Yeah, that was not good.
I keep playing this, John. Yeah. When he says, Musha Rain Dama Do Dama Da. Yeah. That's like what the actual lyrics say online.
You've never been drunk enough to say that?
No. And then he says, whack for my daddy-o. I don't know what... I don't like that either.
Oh, you know what that means. That means you need to go excuse yourself for a couple minutes.
I don't like that. I don't like to whack for my daddy-o.
But I have a question. Why would you produce your pistol and then your rapier? Wouldn't if you pull the pistol out first, aren't you using it, right? You don't need a rapier if you've got a pistol.
It's true.
I'm just blasting you.
Yeah. But maybe a pistol won't work on the devil.
A rapier's damn sure not going to work on him.
I don't know.
It's like, here, I'm going to stab you, devil. Really? Really?
Yeah,
I'm
but
the
that's
devil.
Like a, that's like a mythical tool, though.
Is what?
A rapier?
No, it's a small sword.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's that thing called that that death carries around with him?
That's a scythe.
No, keep it going. I want to play the scythe. I want to play the dumb part.
Is there any beer left in there? Or are we good? We're gonna have to open a new one. Don't do that. I just thought there might be some left in there. Unless we're having one more.
You crushed them.
Oh well. Well, I have one more. I mean, you know, I'm
okay. Here, okay. Turn it up, John. Yeah. Right here. That's dumb. That's dumb whether Metallica says it or Thin Lizzy. I don't care who says it. That's dumb. You can't just make up words and say that's
no.
The song.
No. That's ancient Greek.
No, that's dumb. That's nonsense.
That's ancient Greek for she chopped off my penis.
Okay, that's enough. And then he says, whack for my daddy-o.
Well, yeah, because his penis got chopped off. And that's. I mean, a lot of suggestions, but somebody mentioned two of my all-time favorites. Killswitch Engage, Holy Diver, and Five Finger Death Punch's version of Bad Company. Those two I absolutely love. I know they're not, I mean, I wouldn't put them like at the top, but those are on my workout list, by the way, both those songs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mushering, I'm a doo da ba da.
Not that, no. Oh. The Bad Company. And then Shinedown Simple Man's pretty badass, too.
No, Shinedown sucks balls.
Oh, eat me.
And if you think Shinedown's better than Skynyrd, I don't
know. No, I just think the version was so different. What I loved it because it was just him and a guitar and it was his voice.
I don't like that either.
I do like that. All right, here's what else you're going to hate. That's like my karaoke go-to.
Oh, no.
That's like my Bring the House Down.
Oh, I thought it was Bon Jovi.
Yeah, usually you do no. Bon Jovi.
No, that was, what, 10 years ago and we were all drunk. Shut up.
I think one of us was drunker than the rest.
You were pretty drunk, too. Actually, we were all pretty lit. I admit I was the drunkest. That was one of the times that, for some reason, and the wife was as drunk as I was. I'm like, you need to drive home. And then after 5 minutes of her driving, I'm like, no, you're not driving. I'm driving. And then we stopped about halfway, and I go, okay, neither one of us is driving. We're taking a nap here and sobering up. And then I woke up before her. It was awful.
We need to do more karaoke stuff, I feel like. We haven't done one in a while.
No, we haven't done one in a while, and I really think a cool drunk karaoke contest again.
Yeah, we used to have drunk jong karaoke was like a weekly thing for a while.
Oh, yeah, on the show, but I meant like with the listeners. Like,
oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't care about that. I like to see you do drunk karaoke.
But see, that was back when I actually used to drive when I'd been drinking. I don't do that crap anymore.
Good for you.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Gulf Greyhound Park. You want to get in on the action, live racing action right now. And, boy, you're going to have a short time to get out there and see real live Greyhound racing. Now, don't worry. They do simulcasting all year, Greyhounds, horses. But if you want to see live racing, this is it. They're only doing it once every 3 years. And it's their 25th anniversary. And we were out there. We're going to be out there again. They've got food trucks, exciting racing action from some of the greatest Greyhounds bred in Texas and across the nation. And let me tell you, man, it's in Lamarck, on your way to Galveston, very easy to find, Saturday night, 6 o'clock. Get out there, bet on the dogs. So much fun to watch them in person. And, of course, obviously they ran today. But this is something you're not going to get a chance to do very often. So watch and wager at Gulf Greyhound Park. In fact, watch, wager, and win. We're off to the races live.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Time to get on the map. SportsMap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content for some of your favorite radio hosts. John Granato today, as a matter of fact. Charlie Palillo tomorrow. A.J. Hoffman all the time. Fred Fowler all the time. If you're not on SportsMap, you're missing out. Check it out right now, sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. Often on Hollywood.
Yeah, we just...
which we were just talking about.
Yeah, we were just talking about Hollywood, and we realized that Jack Nicholson hasn't done a movie in 7 years. Eight years.
Wait, where's the music? Where's the music?
Oh, Jung's effing off in there.
Yeah, he's in there. Yeah.
So that means he's officially retired, right? Like, that's got to be...
Think. He's 80 years old. So, yeah, we were talking about he did some indie film, but the last important films he did, well, I wouldn't say important, but successful films were The Departed in 2006 and then Bucket List in 2007.
Yeah. The Departed was so good.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys who could have played the old guy in some of those type of movies.
A lot of the roles that De Niro's playing now.
Yeah.
I could see him doing.
Like, I'd rather him than De Niro, honestly.
Yeah.
But you know what? Pacino's kind of gone away, too. De Niro's just hanging around.
Yeah, those guys are still doing films, but they're not really doing anything that you watch and go, oh, that's really good.
But stuff honestly, like if you were Jack Nicholson, would you work anymore either? Like, that guy's got the life, right? He's got to have the best
well,
life.
Well, it's all downhill, right? I mean, he can't do another... There's not another Cuckoo's Nest or Chinatown out there for him.
No.
At this age, right?
No, I can't imagine.
Yeah, the only old guy who's really making good movies is Eastwood. And that's because he's directing him himself.
Yeah.
And he's playing grumpy old man like Gran Torino
right.
and stuff
and
like that.
He's accepting that role. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's any old people who are good anymore. I don't think so. I think you might be right. But some of these guys wait too long to retire, and some of them retire too young. Like Daniel Day-Lewis says he's retiring. I think he's the best.
Yeah, but I'm kind of okay with him going because I saw the preview for his latest movie when we were watching that Darkest Hour. It looks awful.
Have you watched the, or have you seen anything about that movie, Hostiles?
That looks interesting.
I want to watch that. I like westerns.
I love westerns.
That's me now. I think it makes me an old person, but I like westerns.
Well, I've loved westerns since I was a kid, so it doesn't make you old.
Yeah, I used to think westerns were dumb, but now I like that. I want to watch that. Yeah, I want to watch that. Mm. Like, once the modern western came around and it wasn't so, like, I liked sort of the Josie Wales type trilogy from the old days.
Josie Wales was my all-time favorite.
I never got into John Wayne, like, because I don't like black and white.
Rio Bravo is not black and white. That's a good one.
Yeah, but it's that weird color. Like
El Dorado, if you've seen the remastered version of El Dorado,
yeah,
that's my favorite Wayne movie.
But I do like old Eastwood movies. And then I like when No Country for Old Men came out, I was like, oh, I like that. And I like that show Godless.
See, I haven't watched that, but I have to, I guess. Because
I think you're going to like it. I think you'll like that show. It's way better than I thought. All right. This has nothing to do with westerns.
Oh, you know what? Hell on High Water was technically...
That's another one. Really good one.
Yeah, not really a western, but a western.
It was a western. Yeah. Yeah, it was. It's just a modern-day western.
I loved it.
A Rhode Island rapper named Michael Purceau. His stage name is Montana Mills. His hit song is Sell Drugs, D-R-U-G-S-Z.
There's a Z in drugs?
In his drugs.
Okay.
So his hit song, Sell Drugs.
Z?
No. Michael was sentenced this week in federal court for Sell Drugs, trafficking heroin and fentanyl. Prosecutors say an undercover detective bought nearly 3/4 of an ounce of fentanyl and a small amount of heroin over a four-month period beginning in October 2016. Authorities say they seized 44 grams of fentanyl from his house. The lawyer calls the sentence fair and just. Prosecutors had asked for a 6-year prison term. He got 3 years in prison. So he got 3 out of the 6. And when you get 3 years and your lawyer says, that's pretty fair.
Yeah, we'll take that.
You were probably in the wrong there. It would be my guess. Did you see the? I mean, obviously Oprah's been all over the place, and Chrissy Teigen came out and defended her. Seal slammed Oprah, saying, "We've all heard things about each other. Does she know something we don't?" And Chrissy Teigen came out and said, let's just say we've all heard things about each other, haven't we? Basically says, we've all heard things about each other. Is that implying she knows something about Seal specifically? I don't know. But she's making it sound like maybe she's hashtag me too on Seal. So he may be the next victim.
Seal, I could see with that face.
Yeah, but Seal, he was married to Heidi Klum.
But you got a face like that.
Yeah, but when you're really talented, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, if you can
see. Harvey Weinstein's not talented. He was just, he was really wealthy. Mm. But when you've got real talent, chicks get turned on by that. Well, I mean, I guess chicks get turned on by being really wealthy, too. Yeah. So. Yeah, you're right.
All right. Well,
that's sell drugs.
Want to thank Eric for joining us. Great job, John. Great job, AJ. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.